y'all. Welcome back to the Tuck of Fame podcast. I am Kyla Montigny, and for this episode, we're welcoming back Julian V, who is a Latino actor who began his professional career at age 11 and continues to steadily work in film, TV commercials, and voiceovers. He's well known for the characters he is able to play in any project given. He's loved by the Instagram community for all the skits he's able to create and perform from scratch. He's always ready for what is thrown in front of him and is able to quickly learn any task given. He recently came out with a new project called Alive Scout Horror Honor, which is an audio drama series just released on March 19th. It is an 8-episode series. It was number one on Spotify and number three on Apple Podcasts. Welcome back to the podcast, Julian. How's everything going for you? I know it's been a hot minute since we talked on here, but how's everything going for you?
First of all, thank you for having me again. And everything's been going good, since we last talked. Right now I'm a little bit sick, but recovering from that. Lately, the auditions have been a little bit slow, but it's because right now I'm at the age, I'm 16 right now, turning 17, but I'm at the age where production would rather hire an 18-year-old because, first of all, they save money by not paying a set teacher, and the 18-year-old could work more hours. So I'm kind of like in that little area where they rather hire the 18-year-old. So I'm limited to auditions, but all that extra time right now, I'm using it as an advantage to kind of further develop my knowledge in acting. The other day I took acting classes, which was pretty fun. To get out there and meet new people and new techniques. I've also been studying on YouTube and looking at analyzing some of my favorite movies and characters. And yeah, that's a little bit of what I've been up to lately.
No, I get that. Me and you are probably a year apart. I'm 17 now, so it's like where it stings being under 18 because it's you
Know.
can't get that much hours, which is honestly annoys me so bad because I'm just like I just want to work as much as possible. But of course, with the industry and job roles, you can't. That's honestly the worst part about getting a job is that like everything is limited to a certain age, which is sick. Like, but. Like, so your recent project were Alive Scout's Honor, which is an audio drama series that was just released on M March 19th, which is an 8-episode series. But what themes or messages are kind of portrayed in the series?
Well, going off the description that they gave, it's definitely Lord of the Flies meets We're Alive. But if with my own words, I'd say it's the fight that the innocents have against the horrors that this new world. It's basically the horrors are corrupting the innocent, and the innocent have to basically fight against that and combat it with the little things, enjoy the little things, the joy, like friendships, and that's what keeps them going throughout the story, surviving that apocalypse, with their friendship. And yeah.
That's pretty cool. Like, how is this like different for you in terms of audio than actually front of camera?
It's definitely way different than completely being there physically and compared to like actually doing everything through the voice. Because you got to take into account, like, when you're voicing over these characters, you got to put all that emotion into the voice. So, like, for example, if the character's really mad, you got to put like every nick and cranny into that, the way you say that line compared to like how you move your eyebrows or like your face and everything. And I think that's the challenge, being able to project that emotion into that one line.
I know that's the hardest part because of course with audio you're just speaking into the microphone and with a camera you're just like you have to watch what you do like in terms of being in front of camera because of course those two are so completely different and it's so hard to adjust. You're just like okay, which one do I prefer more? Like so because those two are completely opposite, so it's like there's like a bunch of pros and cons to that, but I'd say probably audio is probably easier so you don't have to act your emotions as cog, but everyone's different though.
Yeah. I mean, like, once you get the hang of it, it's pretty simple, but it's at first it's a little hard challenge to go from that, from going to physical acting to like actual audio acting, but it was a fun challenge.
Yeah, and So you guys reached number one on Spotify, number three on Apple Podcasts. What do you think attracted people to listen to this series to make it to the top five on both apps?
I think it's unique, you know. First of all, I feel like almost everybody, I mean, there's some people, but I feel like almost everybody just loves zombies, you know, like that little genre. But you know, mix it with like something to relate to. These kids, you know, these kids, they're put out into this world of like horrors, and they don't know what to do, you know. And I feel like that's what everybody would feel like in a situation like that. You wouldn't know what to do, you know. You're not a special soldier, you're not a special fighter. You're just a kid right there trying to survive and live to see the next day with your friends. And I think that's something we can all relate to, and I think that's why it does so good.
Yeah, like that's like honestly something I was going to say as well is like I listened to a couple of episodes of the series. And I'm just like, that is something a lot of teenagers can relate to. Because of course, when you're a teenager, you're out with your friends all the time. Like you're just mostly at the house. You're
Yeah.
never home. And so with doing things with your friends, it's something that I know a lot of series or TV shows are like. Maybe it's like Outer Banks or you know, there's some of the shows that are kind of teen and hang out with friends, but to have an audio series, like I know a lot of people would rather listen to audio, like maybe like podcasts or something rather than just watching a TV screen. So I know that's probably a big help as well, but listening to something does relate to teens hanging out with friends is something that is adventurous and it really describes what most teenagers are like most these days.
Yeah.
But what was kind of like the production like b behind the scenes of the series?
Where do I begin? It was amazing, you know. When I first got there, you know, it was kind of simple and quiet, you know, you get to know everybody, but once you start really getting that bond with the castmates and the director and everybody on the crew there, it's amazing. It's like a family, you know. I would come back every day, you know, excited to see my friends, my cast crew, and get ready to get into the next scene. And you know, it was awesome. I made a bunch of happy memories, and you know, it really hit me really hard when it was the last day of filming and we had to go, because I knew I wouldn't be seeing them for a while. Plus, it was during COVID times, so you
Oh,
know,
yeah.
you got to stay safe around there. But no, recently I did some pickups, and like about a month or two ago, just pickup lines for them, and I got to go back to the studio, and it was just like nostalgic, you know. I got to relive those memories. I got to see the amazing director Casey, co-writer Elisa, and I also got to see one of my castmates, the guy who plays Zach, Dylan. Yeah, I caught up with him. We did a couple of pickup lines, but sadly he was there for a while before I got there, so by the time I got there he was already leaving. But you know, did those pickup lines, and yeah, it was very nostalgic, and happy to be part of the family.
Yeah, like that's also the best part about acting is that like you get to meet so many people that you'll never get to work with, especially with audio and drama series that's based on audio. Like it's like of course you're basically not really in front of the camera, you're just making doing audio. So it's like you have more time to talk to people rather than just being a mindset of being an actor and being in front of the screen, you're more focused. And right, because of course, with the audio, you're just doing a voice. You're just talking into a microphone mostly. So it's like you have more of a kind of more interactions with people that are working on this film rather than maybe doing an actual movie working in front of the screen, which is honestly the best part and probably much easier to connect with other people rather than doing something in front of the screen. Last year, you had three English dubs that were released on Netflix at the end of last year, which were The Chosen One, The Mandy and Lupin. Like, how did you prepare for your role in these projects?
The funny thing is, when you get booked for these dubbing projects, they don't send you like a description for the character or the script. It's kind of like in the moment, you know. I got there on all three projects, and they did the exact same thing. They would tell me the character I'm playing, the name, the description, and then they would show me the scene, you know, and sometimes they'll be speaking French or Spanish. And right there, as an actor, you really got to look at how the original actor portrays his lines, you know, even though it's in another language, how he portrays it, portrays it, I said portray, portrays it. And you gotta kind of take that information and go in the moment and really make that line sound unique to the character but also enough that the English audience also has the same reaction that like a French audience would.
And like obviously didn't know what English dub was until I was preparing for this interview. I'm just like, what is an English dub? Like, what is things? I didn't know that was a thing until I was like trying to figure out what to like questions I should ask. I'm like, oh my gosh, like how what other things are there than English dubs? Like,
Yeah.
that's crazy. But like, what were some like kind of your favorite like moments or scenes that you did during these projects?
I think it's definitely like for example, on the chosen one, El Elegido, that one was probably my longest dubbing one because it was a lot of different episodes. And I think my favorite moment was really just seeing the way the whole movie came or the whole show came to life, you know, with these actors. Like, well, like, oh my God, it was awesome, you know. It was an honor to be there in the moment and to be dubbing it. But I think that was my favorite part, watching the actual show, you know, because it was actually pretty interesting. And but no, second to that, I think is definitely portraying and trying that, having that challenge to live up to the actor's original emotions that they present with the line.
Yeah, like I'm surprised you actually like watching what like yourself on screen. I know not a lot of actors like to watch their stuff on screen. So they're always self-conscious of watching themselves and be like, oh my gosh, like you can't stand hearing yourself. Like, do you ever feel that sort of moment? Because I know I do so often that I can't even watch myself.
Yeah, definitely all the time. I was watching the fourth episode right now for Scout's Honor, or sorry, not the fourth episode. I think of chapter four. Sorry, yeah, I was watching that right now and listening to me like do all these funny, quirky lines and like it's funny. Like I get embarrassed, you know, even though I'm the one around no one except my mom and stuff like that. So yeah.
I'm the same way. Even if I'm alone in my room or something, I'll be like, no, this is it. Like, I can't. But if it's like in front of a family setting, I'm just like, wait another time. You can watch it. I appreciate it. But it's wait until I leave, then you can do whatever you want. I just can't. But do you have like any upcoming or projects or works or soon to be released?
Right now I have just one upcoming project. It's an animated series. It's called Mystery Box. I think I talked about it in the last one. Yeah, it's basically I play Mateo Ramos, and it's basically just resolves around a group of kids. They find this cold case, and you know they start further develop or f further discovering the more details about this cold case, and it just goes on from there. It's mainly targeted for like the kids audience, but yeah. So like I said, it's like an animated series, and it should be coming out soon. I'm not too entirely sure when, but you could check it out on I think the Instagram name was Mystery Box Mysteries, and they have like a bunch of different stuff there regarding that. But other than that, right now it's kind of slow because of my age as well, you know, and also because I joined SAG-AFTRA,
Oh
so
yeah. Oh yeah, because of the strike that happened over a couple months ago.
yeah.
That makes sense. I
So
was actually going to
yeah,
ask you about that earlier, about just trying to see if you if that kind of impacted. That's interesting.
oh definitely, yeah. No, it was really, really slow. No jobs at all.
I
But
know. Because of course,
yeah.
when you're sought after actor, you like during that strike, you got nothing. But like, you couldn't get anything. You couldn't even talk about projects or works or anything.
Yeah, it was an intense event and intense period of time. But yeah, no, right now since I'm SAG-AFTRA, I can't do any non-union jobs, and there's way more non-union jobs than SAG-AFTRA jobs. So that's another limitation. So right now, just focusing on improving my craft.
That's the most important thing, man. But how can people connect with you on social media and check out and learn more about what you're doing?
Right now, I have three social media platforms. I got YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, but the one I use the most is Instagram, which is where you could find like all the details of my career. Like if you like, for example, like past projects, recent projects, upcoming projects, or anything. You know, sometimes I do skits there or just anything about my life.
Yeah, Instagram's always the key. I use Instagram more than TikTok for some reason, even though TikTok is such a big thing. Like, did you hear about the Congress is trying to ban TikTok?
Yeah, I heard about that.
I'm just like, bro, are you kidding me? Like, you're damaging like creators. I'm just like, God, how am I supposed to grow now? Like, and that based off of Instagram Reels. So I'm just like, what other apps are out there that I can promote? But I really appreciate you coming back and joining us. I know it's been a while since we talked, so I'm happy we were able to talk again, and I'll definitely keep track of the mystery box. I think we did catch it last time. I have
Yeah.
to rewatch that episode. It's been a hot minute. But really, thank you so much for coming on and joining us today.
Course. Thank you for having me again, once again.